Blog Talk Radio.
The concept. To a song like this, you gotta get real grown and sexy, right? You gotta take your drink, put it in your right hand, put it up, find you a nice young lady, and you just gotta groove. Let me show you how. Come on, just go from left.
Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern.
we bring you the biggest, brightest, best in R&B and soul music. And for those independent artists out there who are trying to get your records on, we're going to give you a couple more guidelines if we can get clear. You know, I told you to send clean versions, and we want you to still do that. Send us your clean version to wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. But we're going to also need you to distribute those records right. And we want you guys to win. We always want our independents out there to win. We've got to make sure that the reputation is right. We want our listeners to hear you at your very best and who's having your music right. So if you didn't hear your music this week, you might be getting an email or a call from us. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk to you. And we're going to see how we can make this better so we can get that great music that we're sending, get it on rotation here, and get our listeners going, man. You know, we have a lot of great listeners out there, man. Shout out to the man, Keith Ivey, a.k.a. Jay Freak Nasty, checking in with us. Also, I want to give a big shout out to my man, Phil 5. He's out there on the road. He's also checking in with us live. Rosie, I know you're there again, darling. Thanks for all the compliments last week. We're glad you're back with us. And if anybody else out there, go ahead and send me a tweet, twitter.com/Nick Eaton. Put my grown folks that are not on Twitter. Go ahead and Facebook.com/officialNickEaton. So this week, I want you to hit me up even more in my inbox and let me know what you want the rewind of the day to be. Now, what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to get into our first record of the day. And we played this record for you last week, and we got some great reviews. This is my man, Alvin Garrett, singer-songwriter extraordinaire. This single, and it is called Never Gonna Find. You're listening to The Middleman Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middleman Radio.
Positively, absolutely sure that I'll never find another girl.
And that was my man, Alvin Garrett, was Never Gonna Find Me. I'm really, really loving that record, man. He's putting a lot of real R&B back into music. And I know it sounds crazy, but this R&B is missing from a lot of music, man. And he's not only doing it with his solo projects, but he's also doing it with various people he's been writing for, like Johnny Gill, like Noel Gordine, like Joe, and he's doing it for himself. And, man, I really appreciate that, brother, for everything that he does. If you guys just tuned in, this is The Middleman Presents the Tuesday Morning Takeover with your host, the original stepchild of R&B, Nick Eden. Now, we're going to be giving you the biggest, brightest, and best in soul music, R&B pop, R&B hip-hop, call it what you want, as long as it's clean. We're going to be giving that to you, and we're giving you the best news. The best news in R&B. Now, we're going to head over right up to my good friends over at singersroom.com. And we got some news here, man. I don't know if a lot of you know, legendary R&B group In Vogue has been in quite the battle over the last year and a half over usage of the name. Now, original members Cindy Herron and Terry Ellis sued original members Maxine Jones and Dawn Robinson, also of Lucy Pearl, remember her. They sued her for the In Vogue name and $1 million in damages. After the group split, they were claiming that Maxine and Dawn continued to tour under the name In Vogue. However, Cindy and Terry failed to receive $1 million just because the judge said the duo failed to prove valid damages. But now, here's the thing about it. The judge did grant the right of the In Vogue name to Cindy and Terry, the group's founding members, who own the LLC. Now, in related news, Dawn Robinson will be on the upcoming season of R&B Divas LA on TV1, and, you know, maybe we'll get to hear her side of all the drama that's going on. You know, I think one thing that is really hurting R&B right now is the fact that the groups can't stay together. You know, you got to think, man. You think about the 90s. In the 90s, you have acts like Drew Hill, 112, Boyz II Men, Jodeci, Total, Escape, In Vogue, Lucy Pearl. I mean, you just had a myriad of groups, you know, and you don't really have that anymore. I mean, the talent is still there because they're all doing their solo thing, but it's nothing like that. It's not like seeing that group get up there and do it. It's nothing like seeing SWV get up there and do weak a cappella. You get what I'm saying? So I really wish some of these groups get together. And one group that I really wish would get it together, even though they got some great solo music, is one of my favorite groups of the last 10 years. And that's Day 26, man. Unfortunately, last year they broke up. They've all been doing solo music. We debuted a record by my man Big Mike, Michael McCooney, last week on Tuesday Morning Takeover by the name of Time Machine. This week we got brand new music. Now, I know I made y'all wait till the end of the show last week before I let you hear that new music, Joe and Ashanti. I'm going to start it off right this week, and I'm going to let our second song of the day be brand new music. Well, not brand new, you know, it came out last year, but it's brand new to some of y'all. This is by my man Willie Taylor, formerly of Day 26. He's coming with that real grown and sexy talk. Like, he's doing his thing. And it's off of his mixtape, The Reintroduction of Willie Taylor, and apparently it's also the first single from his forthcoming debut album. So this is Willie Taylor with Morning on The Middleman Presents the Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Like Folgers in my cup, like breakfast on the table, the kind mama used to make, and with no makeup on, what a beautiful face.
I don't wanna go back.
I'm so happy, being with you right now.
And I can take a lot of shit, but I don't wanna go
back. But I'm done with that chapter, girl, it's over,
as he reached over and kissed me. As impossible as chocolate rain.
whole night through.
Yeah.
Cause if I wake up in the morning and it's not the same, then frowns will make a brother like me go insane. Baby, I'm so happy.
They're known for the singing, but you know they always had that R&B kind of edge to them, man. Man, Willie Taylor was actually out there, you know. He was singing, man. That dude, he was doing his thing. I wonder if that's going to be the direction of his album. Might have to get him in for an interview to check that out. You know, we might have to check that out. Thanks for everybody who's continued to tune in. Shout out to the Cubicle Nation out there. Doing your thing, the At Work Network, you know. Go ahead and groove a little bit while you're putting those TPS reports in. Those two have seen Office Space, you know exactly what I mean. Well, look, man, we're going to move right along right into our next record. This record we actually played twice last week. I love this record. It's by a new artist out of Chicago by the name of BJ the Chicago Kid. And, this is Good Lovin' of BJ the Chicago Kid. We're right along on the Middleman Present for Tuesday morning. Takeover.
See, a lot of people think with the mob.
Just a face, I make you want to have a taste. Or just a smile, I drive you crazy for a while. Then I told you there's nothing wrong with me, yeah, loving you. Baby, no, and giving yourself to me could never be wrong. If the love is true, oh baby, oh, so let's do it in the morning, sweet breathing in the sunshine. feeling your sweet baby. All made of magical. We're loving in the midnight. Good sleep, come on and light. Ain't worried about nothing, yeah. Just getting good, just getting good, just getting good loving.
Yeah, everybody wanna feel
safe. Yeah, yeah. Just keep a good love.
Yeah, everybody wanna that G-double-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-
Marvin Gaye in there, and that cat's got a real nice style, man. He's kind of got a mixture of, I'd say a little Marvin, I'd say a little D'Angelo, a little Prince in there, you know, and hell, the way he writes, a little Jay-Z too, you know. So, like I said, man, I really like that cat, really support what he's doing. He's working on Jill Scott's new album, and yeah, he's doing his thing, man. And speaking of new albums, I told you last week we'd have those numbers for you. Now, Justin Timberlake's hit album, The 2020 Experience, is on track to retain its number one spot on the Billboard 200 album chart. Now, following his first week sales last week of 968,000 copies sold in the U.S. alone, sources say the album will move around 300,000 copies, which would be just strong enough to earn a second week at the number one spot. He was quoted saying, "Whoa. Speechless. Numbers go up, numbers go down. I just hope the album makes your summer. You already made mine. Best fans ever." Now, as previously reported, Lil Wayne's I'm Not a Human Being is Timberlake's only competition this week, and he's projected to sell close to, if not over, 200,000 copies. Also, The Voice coach Blake Shelton is set for a strong debut, and number three is around 180,000 copies of his latest album. Now, I'll have the official numbers this coming Thursday on the Middleman Present Talk the Town with Nick Eden. So make sure you tune into that. That's also a great show. We got a lot of great shows coming up, man. We had a wonderful show this past Sunday. Oh, my gosh. It was great. It was definitely great. So make sure you tune in this Thursday and this Sunday. And we're going to be adding some new shows. Sooner or later, you'll be hearing the Middleman every day of the week. Now, right now what I want to do is I want to go ahead and get a little party on. And I know my man is out there listening right now. He hit me up last week to thank me for, you know, playing his record. And I just thank him for making a great record. This is my man Cupid with Make You Happy featuring Mia X. Love this record. Get up and dance to it. This is the Middlemen Present, Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middlemen Radio. That was on her last album. You know, a lot of people were jamming to that. And this news should have you kind of happy. E! News is reporting that Beyonce is teaming up with Andre 3000 to cover the late Amy Winehouse classic Back to Black for the soundtrack to the Great Gatsby remake, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire. Now, the song was originally from Winehouse's 2006 album, Back to Black. The remake will be produced by Jay-Z, who's also heavily involved in the film's musical score. And it's being produced by Interscope Records, who describes it as a very different take on Back to Black. Now, I was a big fan of that album by Amy Winehouse, and I know there are two people that can pull off an Amy Winehouse remake that are talented enough. It's Beyonce and Andre 3000. Plus, it's just good to hear them back together in the studio. Now, ladies, all my ladies out there, independent artists, really, but my ladies, I need my ladies to start sending some records. And we got a few here, but, you know, I need the ladies to start sending me some records. Let me know what you got going on. We'll play it. We want to know what you got going on. And speaking of the ladies, we're going to get into one of our favorite independent artists, Miss Dawn Richard. She's doing very well right now. And this is a single off of her album, Golden Heart, and it's entitled Frequency.
I don't wanna let the feeling leave. Rather wait.
you know, sometimes I have to go back and listen to the show, and I'm wondering if y'all hear things the same way I hear them. I'm like, gosh, it's so different, you know, from my end to the actual way that you guys hear it. That's just the geek in me talking right now. Sorry. If you guys are just tuned in, this is the Middleman Presents, the Tuesday Morning Takeover with your host, the one and only stepchild of R&B, Jake Eden, where we are giving you the best, brightest, biggest records in R&B and soul, R&B pop, neo-soul, call it whatever you want to. Just a lot of good black music. And for all you independent artists out there that want to get your music on R&B, not hip-hop, we will have a format for hip-hop, guys, but please stop sending your submissions to us if they're hip-hop. Come on now. And make sure they're properly mixed. Make sure they get a good mix now. And don't be afraid, guys. If you're just starting out, if you don't really, you know where or how to get your songs mixed, go ahead and hit us up at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Let us know. We have someone on staff who can actually mix those records for you. I come with them to see, but you know, it's worth it in the long run because you want your music to be the best quality ever. We got some great listeners out there. Shout out to all my people in the Cuticle Nation. I see you over there. You know, you're trying to get ready to go to lunch, huh? Kind of early. But anyway. We did a little back-to-back for you. I wanted to give you some uninterrupted music. So that first record we played was Donna Star, Frequency, followed up by Donfield, I Just Died, featuring Tyro B. Bliss, I love that record. I was a big fan of Anne Marie's first album, and that was one of my favorite ones off of there. Shout out to them for doing that remake justice. Moving right along, we're going to get into one of my favorite records by long-time Middleman listener, DJ Freak Nasty. No, not DJ Freak Nasty, it's just the tip. Not him. No, this one's Sang. Sang, y'all. DJ Freak Nasty, With You. Featuring our man L5.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool we're around your people and everything. I mean, really, I just want to be with you tonight, you know?
Slash!
Hey, baby, how are you doing? You look good tonight, so yeah, you got me choosing. I've been thinking about you and me, and how much fun it would be if we were between the sheets. So let's just leave. You're the perfect combination between sexy and cute, and when I look in your eyes, I get lost in them too. Homie, lover, and friends, I wanna be all of them. So after this song ends, I hope I get another 10. You're someone that I wanna know. So far from the typical, I hope that you make your decision, so you and I can get
it. It all starts with a flame, and you turn me on how you dance. You know what I wanna do, do, do. You know what I wanna do, do, do. Even though we're here with our friends,
yeah, what's up,
I can't wait for this.
You and why not?
With you,
hey,
with you,
hey.
With you.
It's so amazing, and I'm facing the fact that I need to be in your atmosphere. Your stratosphere is like all of the planets aligning. Won't you tell me the timing so that I can come and find it? It never be too late, baby girl. You shine it like the purest of the uncut diamonds. I'm thinking we should leave so we can go explore the finest. Feeling that the earth realm can offer outside of heaven's gates. Hoping the pages to your novel, I can be your great escape. Yeah, and baby girl, you know I'm on. Wanna take you to euphoria and do it all night long. Do it all night long. Do it all night long. Till you reach the point of apex, ladies, this is the best.
It always starts with a flame, and you turn me on.
Be alone with you, with you, with you.
can feel your touch. Right now, so clutch, driving me crazy without you do. Tonight I became a fan of you. There's no place I'd rather be than alone in ecstasy.
Yeah, it always starts with a plane, and you turn me on.
That was my man Freak Nasty, DJ Freak Nasty, with you, featuring Felt 5. Dude's saying, man, he let me know. You know, he want to be at the crib with you. He got another song called Nowhere. That he's putting a spin on these relationship songs. And a lot of people are one dimensional right now in music. So I really appreciate the fact that he's kind of expanding his writing and everything. It's a great live performer, by the way. And he's a DJ too. So if you get a chance, if you're in the Montgomery, Alabama area, check him out Friday nights at Boomerang on Atlanta Highway. Oh man, I'm having fun so far, man. And while we're in the fun mood, last week we did something called the Rewind of the Day. Basically what we're doing is we're playing your favorite record. It's based on your votes. I want you to hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/OfficialNickEden. Inbox me, let me know which record you've liked the most so far, and even the record that are going to be continuing to play in the most votes. That song's going to be the Rewind of the Day, and it's going to be getting played once again. So we'll help them a little bit with that sound exchange check. You know, those artists out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. I need some money. Anyway, speaking of the Rewind of the Day, last week our Rewind of the Day was a great record. I love it. By an artist by the name of John Michael. This is John Michael with Sophisticated Lady, the remix featuring Talib Kweli, The Middleman Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover on Middleman Radio.
Hey, I like this right here. You know what made me think of? Excuse me. I need my Scooby Doo. Can't smoke a blunt to this. Play a role of a white boy to this. Hey, hey, y'all. You're so sophisticated. The way you move so cold like you refrigerated. Your body's so banging that producer's wish they made it. It takes two, so I'm glad that you participated. You're more delicious than the food that's on the kitchen table. Just the upper echelon, just a lean bag with a mean swag at the counter. For the after party, we hitting Patty LaRon shit. Celebrity snack time, let me order some pompous. Welcome to the cockpit. Yeah, you the right chick. We locked in the hotel like Denzel in the flight flick. Rocking the bells like LL when he licking lips. Ridiculous. The way you push your hips, sweet as licorice. You stay gutter, but sauce in the shade butter. Sex so bomb, you're making me take cover. Maybe it was the ugly duckling, the others made fun of. You're so sophisticated, they mad cause you're a bum.
I enjoy the thrill of chasing you.
and Mike was singing that thing, Time Machine by Michael McCloney. Also, right before that, we had John Michael with Sophisticated Ladies, a remix featuring Talib Kweli. I want to thank everybody that's locked in with us over the last hour or so. Let's get ready to head into this new album. We got some brand new music by our man Muhammad Ayers, longtime middleman listener. Also, Myla, we got brand new music by Myla. Now, a lot of you don't know her, but she is a brand new artist, co-signed by Brian Michael Cox, legendary producer. She was featured on Making the Band 3, you know, the first season when they were trying to make Danity Kane. And she's got a solo EP out, man. I just downloaded it yesterday, and I've been listening to it, jamming it all night. I was like, man, I got to play this new record. So we're going to play that a little bit later on in the second hour. I want to give a shout-out to everybody out there in Cubicle Nation, man. At Work Network, holler at me. And independent artists, holler at me as well. We are the middlemen at gmail.com. Don't forget to finish your records. Make sure they're clean. Make sure they're mixed properly. If they're not mixed properly, go ahead and reach out to us and let us know if you'd like us to mix your records for you. Man, some great R&B going on right there right now. Look, yesterday I heard this new record, Fine China by Chris Brown. And I'll tell you right now, Chris Brown lost me as a fan like 2 albums ago. I wasn't really into the whole, I wasn't really into his whole techno. It wasn't into me. But his new record, man, this new record he's got, it's got that MJ vibe. I saw the video, it's got that MJ vibe. And the only thing I got to say about that record is, it is...
Duh. Winning.
Kevin's going to get me because I'm messing with his button. But I had to do that. Anyway, going into music news. Wow. Bruno Mars. Here's a big milestone for Bruno Mars. He adds another accomplishment to his history-making career. After shifting from number 2 to number 1 on the Nielsen BDS-based pop song radio airplay chart with his single When I Was Your Man, the soul corner goes down in the books for the most top number ones from a male solo artist, reports Billboard.com. This new feat sees him surpassing Nelly and Justin Timberlake, crowning him the leader on the 20-year-old chart. That's crazy. And I think he's just on his second album. Now, Mars moved to number one in the history book to come after releasing only 2 albums. His first charting was a collaboration with B.O.B., Nothing on You, back in March of 2006. Man, really? That was almost 7 years ago. Oh, wow. Well, other chart toppers include Just the Way You Are, Grenade, The Lazy Song, It Will Rain from the Twilight Saga Breaking Down Part 1, and Locked Out of Heaven. So a big shout out to Bruno Mars. Man, that's crazy. I can't believe, man, Beautiful Girls came out. Nothing on You came out in 2006. Wow. Well, I mean, hey, 7 years doing this thing. You know, he also wrote the Forget You, or some of us know it as another name, for CeeLo Green. But, man, that's crazy. Like I said, shout out to him. Hey, I'm not mad at him. Coming up next, we got some brand new music. Well, it's brand new to some of our listeners out there. For those over in the UK, you definitely know who I'm talking about because this record actually went number one over in the UK, and he toured over there for about maybe about 3 months or so. This is our man Muhammad Ayers, and don't get the title of song confused. It is exactly what he's talking about. This is Muhammad Ayers with I'm High. You're listening to The Middleman Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Really all up to me if bottom down when I'm walking on the interstate, and I'm close enough to talk to my creator face to face, and it feels so good. I swear that I'll die. That's when I know I'm good to go, because I know that I'm high. Know my first and last name, and I'm posted up inside those pearly gates, and I got a place out on cloud nine, and it's really all up to me if I go or I stay. When I'm lost inside my head and in time, and I see the face of God in heaven divine, and he asked me if I'd be so inclined to give him my permission, open my mind. That's when I know that I'm high. And I'm saying bye-bye.
Walking with an angel.
he had to be really high when he wrote that song. I'm just saying. He had to kind of have a love song. But it's a great song nonetheless. Like I said, that song actually hit number one in those right now in the UK. And shout out to Muhammad Ayyub. He's doing some great things. He's doing some great things. Just wrapped up Ronald Isley's new album as a songwriter. So he's definitely doing his thing right now. I appreciate what he's doing right now. He's another one of those cats that's really trying to keep R&B going, keep R&B alive. If you guys are just tuned in, this is the Middleman Presents. The Tuesday Morning Takeover. And man, I'm loving the records that we're playing so far. We're going to keep it going. We got brand new music going into the second hour with Milo. Now we're going to be debuting that record just a little bit. In the meantime, in between time, we're going to go holler at my homegirl. I love her so much. Miss Desiree Dawn. And she brings us her own unique brand of R&B / soul / trip hop / just all kind of music, just a melting pot. This is Desiree Dawn with Over It. You are listening to the Little Man Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover, Little Man Radio.
We know there's a pride all the time we fight.
And that was Desiree Dawn with Over It. Man, she's always on grind. She's always on the grind, man. Project after project, show after show. Like, she's always doing her thing, man. And I really appreciate what she does. And she's holding down for not only the females, but just independent artists in general. She's really doing her thing. So, we're going to get right back into the music, man. I feel like having a little party right now. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like listening to a little group of Stutter. We played this record last week, had some great reviews. It was almost a rewind of the day. You know, it may be again. And if you want this song to be that rewind of the day, or any other song you've heard today to be the rewind of the day, go ahead and hit me up, facebook.com/officialnickeaton. Inbox me, leave it on my wall, whatever you want, whichever way you want to hit me up, even on Twitter, even though you do not hit me up on Twitter. You just don't. I don't know why. I don't know if you don't like my Twitter or whatever the case may be. But hit me up wherever you need to hit me up. Even email me, nickeaton@gmail.com. Say, Nick, this is what I want to be the rewind of the day. And if you want this record to be it, and we get enough votes, that's what it'll be. But for right now, we're going to go ahead and play it that one time. My man, Ruben Sutter, with Can't Nobody Love You.
Talk to you for a minute. You see these fellas out here, you see they're afraid of doing that long-term thing. They figure as soon as they lock hearts with another, something better's gonna come along. Well, that's quite possibly true, but the deal is, you're gonna have to find yourself a love, or you're gonna find yourself alone.
See, I was cool in them streets, y'all.
Yeah, I was cool in them clubs.
Oh, cool. wasn't thinking nothing about love. Oh, no, no. Yeah, I didn't want nobody trying to partake in my stuff. I thought in a cage in a one-night stand would be enough.
But one day I
met this girl and she ruined my philosophy.
She caught me by surprise.
Now my heart skips a beat when she comes around.
Whoa.
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone. Mama told me what a real man should be. She said, son, pick one and treat her like me. But I took all of her wisdom and I used it for selfish gain. And I know if she saw this pimping, she'd be ashamed. I found this girl and I see things differently. It's like I got to left feet when she comes around. I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down. See, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone.
Everybody love you, and Joe with I'd Rather Have the Love. Hey man, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you rocking with me. It's been almost an hour and a half, man. This is our second Tuesday morning takeover, and the first one was an overwhelming success. Thanks to everybody who went back and downloaded the show, all the people that are listening live, everybody in the Cubicle Nation, At Work Network, you know. I tell you what, about 15 minutes after we stop our broadcast today, I want you to come back. I want you to download this episode to your phone, to your PC, to your tablet, whatever the case may be. Play it over and over and over. But I'm looking at it like this. If you listen to regular radio, they're going to play the same 15 records over and over and over again. You might as well play some good music over and over again. And then when you get off, when you're become a member of the After Work Network, I want you to go to your favorite night spot, get yourself, I recommend the Tequila Sunrise for those drinkers out there, you know, get yourself a nice Tequila Sunrise, tell your bartender, tell the DJ that you want to hear one of the songs that you heard today, because the only way we're going to get this good music spread out to everybody is word of mouth. Let them know what you want to hear. They work for you. If you don't move your feet and they don't eat, we like neck to neck. that we've come a long way since this. Anyway, I'm sorry. Had a moment there. My bad. All right. Like I said, if you're just now tuning in, this is the Middle Man Present Tuesday Morning Takeover. And right now, we got another independent artist representing for the ladies. Matter of fact, last night I saw an episode, like a recap on Love & Hip Hop. So this is Olivia with Where Do I Go?
Where do I go from here?
singing her heart out. Singing her heart out. That was Olivia. Woo! Where do I go from here? Where do I go? Ooh. She better sing that thing. You guys are locked in to the Middlemen Present Tuesday Morning Takeover. It's a great Tuesday. It's looking good outside. The rain is coming a little later this week, but right now it's looking good outside. Since it's looking good outside, I'm just going to go outside and party real quick. And I need a record that's going to have me turn up in the R&B way. Let's go ahead and get into this Noel Gordine. Foxy.
It was 10 o'clock on the dot when I got a call from this woman I met, and her name's Naomi. Noel, I'm lonely, so come scoop me. I said, surely, good golly, sweet lady, she's all lady and so sexy. Oh Lord, she consumes me and got me contemplating what I'm gonna do or say. Gotta clean if you know what I mean. Cause she's a star that's yet to be seen. And I know that she could be the one for me. Baby,
I got you.
Got you.
You got me.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
I move you. And you move me.
Because you move me, baby.
Come to life.
That was my man, Jesse Idol, with Stop and Go. Guys, don't forget to hit me up, NickEaton@gmail.com, Twitter.com/NickEaton, Facebook.com/OfficialNickEaton. Let me know what you want the Rewind of the Day to be. So far, actually one of our newer records, Willie Taylor, Morning, he's in the lead right now. Also, along with my man Cupid, Make You Happy, featuring Nia X. I want that to be the Rewind of the Day. I'm telling you right now, I love that record. Anyway, man, let's go ahead and get right back into the music. Here's my man, Jonte Austin, with Good Forever.
So tell me how long till the day that you love me. And tell me how long till the day that you
forever.
I've been watching you. I've been asking around about the way that you get down. And make you smile. Really wanna know you. How can I get closer, my dear? 'Cause every day I see, girl, I think about you, and I can't go to sleep without dreaming about you. And I don't see nothing wrong with a man telling a woman that he's hers if she wants him. Baby, I'm here for you. Take my hand, it's yours for life. I ain't gonna do you any way but right. If we're together, I'm good. Why every day I'm here in every way.
cause you're my favorite girl.
All right, man. You guys are rocking with us hard for the last hour and a half. We played some brand new music for you today. Talked to Willie Taylor. We played some Muhammad Ayers for you. We're going to go ahead and get into this brand new record by Myla. I love it, man. I heard it yesterday, and it was an instant classic. She's going through little R&B, and she could sing. She was going to tail off, man. So we're going to get into this brand new record by Myla, and it's called Honesty. You listen to the Middleman present Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Top of my head, off the top of my head, top of my head, top of my head, I'm just being honest with you. Yeah. Baby, you know that I love you, but sometimes I still think about him. No one can take me away from you, but sometimes my mind goes back to this.
Don't tell me honesty, only words when it don't hurt.
for my man Killer Mike. He spit some real knowledge. He stopped through his breakfast club a couple weeks ago, dropped some real knowledge on him. We're going to play some of that this Thursday. So this Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton. Also, this Sunday, the Middleman Talk Show, the flagship show. That's what we're here for. That's what we've been here for the last almost five years now. So everybody make sure you tune in, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. Let's go ahead and get into that rewind of the day. Willie Taylor, good morning.
Yeah. Ooh. You, baby. La la la.
Like Folgers in my cup, like breakfast on the table, the kind mama used to make, and with no makeup on, what a beautiful face.
I don't wanna go back.
I'm so happy, being with you right now.
And I can take a lot of shit, but I don't wanna go.
Oh, but I'm done with that chapter, girl, it's over,
One up, one down. That was enough. So we appreciate everybody who tuned in. Cubicle Nation, stand up. We'll see you guys next week right here. Same bad time, same bad channel. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. It's a Tuesday morning takeover. Holla.